High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Alex Haneke here with you from Kearney High School, the home of the Bearcats. Randy Gatula. Meanwhile, he will be on KTNC later tonight, Sacred Heart Irish. That'll be Falls City Sacred Heart taking on Lawrence Nelson later this evening, 7 p.m. at Diller Odell High School for the D2 District Final. Meanwhile, here on Sunny 101.3, it is the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. Welcome into your pregame show. Alex Haneke here with you here in Kearney, Nebraska. Colin Feldkamp back at the studios in Hiawatha, our producer and engineer for the evening. Basketball action not only as well on here in Nebraska later tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The basketball action moves from the Cornhusker State to the Show Me State. John Nixon will have the call at 8:15 as Mound City, the Panthers, take on the Stanbury Bulldogs in Missouri high school basketball action from St. Joseph, Missouri. Both teams have now entered the court this evening here from Kearney. Johnson Brock coming into this one, the number 15 seed. Dundee County Stratton, the number 2 seed. Time to meet these starting lineups for both teams. We'll start off with tonight's visitors on the scoreboard this evening. That would be the Eagles of Johnson Brock coming in at 16-9, coached by Lucas Dollinghouse. It starts off with a 5'10 sophomore, number 3, Sloan Pelican. Alongside him, a 5'9 senior, number 10, Caleb Fossenbarger. Number 15, a 5'11 freshman, Camden Dollinghouse. A 6'3 junior, number 22, Nick Perriott. Alongside him, rounding out the lineup, a 5'11 senior, number 35, Ryan Bowling. For the home team on the scoreboard this evening, the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, who come in with a record of 22-3 on the year, they will start off with a 6'2 senior who averages 13 points a game, number 5, Mark Nelms. Following up with him, it'll be a 5'9 junior who averages 5 points a contest, and Corbin Horner, a 6'1 senior averaging 7 points a contest, number 20, Nolan Burrell. Alongside him, a 6'4 sophomore who averages 11 points a contest, number 23, Jackson Kirchhoff. Rounding out the lineup for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers, a 5'10 senior averaging 7 points a contest, number 24, Quade Myers. Four teams have already punched their ticket into the D1 state tournament that will be coming up this upcoming week in Lincoln. Elgin Public, Pope John, Burwell, Loomis, and Lord Central Catholic. And alongside the winner of this contest, Dundee County Stratton and Johnson Brock, two contests in Cozad this evening. The number 1 seed, North Platte St. Pat's, taking on Angeli Litchfield. The 8-9 contest in Layton and Meade, and the 7-10 contest coming up from Madison later this evening as Walt Hill takes on Riverside. Again, if you're listening in wondering where Randy Gatula is, the birthday boy is in Diller Odell tonight as he'll have Falls City Sacred Heart and the Irish. They'll be taking on Lawrence Nelson tonight. 7 o'clock tip on KTNC. Randy will have the coverage there from Diller Odell. John Nixon with the coverage from St. Joe, Missouri later this evening as the good old Mound City Panthers take on Stanbury in Missouri high school basketball action. Looking at this one, Johnson Brock coming in 16-9 on the season, Dundee County Stratton at 19-3, and this is going to be a good contest. Although the record might say 2 versus 15, it's going to be a lot more close than that one, especially when you look at the championship history that we've had between both of these schools. Look at Johnson Brock in 2019, both sweeping football and basketball as they won an 8-man state title, and then they won the D1 state title game then in 2019. Dundee County Stratton last year winning the 8-man Div1 football state championship against Burwell. And speaking of Burwell, they have made their way into the D1 district final. Things just about getting ready here from Kearney High School, the home of the Bearcats. They're just about ready to get set and meet our starting lineups tonight. We're going to take our two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And welcome back to high school basketball action from Kearney, Nebraska, here on Sunny 101.3 KLZA FM of Falls City. As mentioned, it's the D2 Boys District Final. They're right now announcing the non-starters for tonight's contest between Dundee County, Stratton, and Johnson Brock. Again, looking at this one, Dundee County, they're the number two seed here in the D1 tournament. Meanwhile, Johnson Brock, the number 15 seed, not the only contest in D1, class that are going through tonight. Let's look at the other contests tonight that we'll see in Class D1 District Finals. In Class D1 District 1, it will be North Platte St. Pat's, number 1 seed, taking on 16th seed Ansley Litchfield. That game is being played at Cozad tonight. Alongside that, at Madison, the D1 7 District Final, Walt Hill, the 7th seed, will take on Riverside, the 10th seed. And in the D1 8 District Final, it'll be the 8-9 matchup, Layton and Meade. Layton and Meade have already started. That game started at 5 o'clock out in Cozad. Again, Cozad with two games tonight. And they're just about done rattling through the starting lineups for Johnson Brock. Now going through the starting five for Dundee County Stratton. DCS, the Eagles, in their home white uniforms with a maroon, no, it was maroon numerals and gold trim. Meanwhile, Johnson Brock in their away uniforms, all red with white numerals, white lettering here from Kearney High School. They've gotten through the starting five for Dundee County Stratton. We are now ready to go through this one here on Sunny 101.3. Kearney, Nebraska, here with you as Johnson Brock takes on the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. Tip-off is coming up next, as it'll be Jackson Kirchhoff from Dundee County going up against Nick Marriott for Johnson Brock. And we're just about ready to get things underway from the D1-2 Boys District Final here in Kearney High School. Referee giving our final instructions here to both players tipping off. It is Marriott versus Kirchhoff in this Johnson Brock versus Dundee County Stratton matchup. The ball is up and we are underway. Dundee County Stratton will win the tip, bringing it down the floor. Quade Myers, the 5'10 senior for DCS, averages 7 points a contest. They try and send this one inside, and a quick turnover intended for Pearl, but it lands right into the hands of Johnson Brock. Bringing it down the floor, Caleb Fossenbarger gets it across the timeline here with 7:42 to go. Now top of the key in Camden Dollinghouse. Three-pointer there, no good, off the back iron, and it'll be rebounded by Jackson Kirchhoff for DCS. Bringing it down the floor for the Tigers will be Nelms. Nelms sends it up top of the key, Quade Myers. Working it over now to Horner. Now back up top of the key to Lutz. Excuse me, to Myers. Back over now to Lutz and back to Myers now. Quade Myers sends it over to Mark Nelms. Three-pointer off the side iron, no good. Rebounded there by Camden Dollinghouse and Johnson Brock. Still scoreless with 7:07 left here in the D1-2 Boys District Final first quarter action. And the Eagles of Johnson Brock with the basketball. Dollinghouse with it. Now top of the key and working it around over to Marriott. Marriott with it on the left-hand wing. Just sends it over. Shot taken, no good. There for Sloan Pelican. Just inside the three-point line, top of the key. Rebounded by DCS. Eagles bring it down the floor from Horner now over to Myers, right side and inside. Intended there for Kirchhoff. Ball will stay with DCS. It was Burl who sent it in. He's trying to pass it inside to Kirchhoff, but a Johnson Brock hand tipped it out of bounds. DCS under their own bucket, 6:36 to go, opening quarter here on Sunny 101.3. Tigers of Dundee County, Stratton with the basketball. Horner with the top of the key, looking inside, kicks it over right side wing and back over. Now on the left side, driving in is Myers, a two-pointer there, no good. However, he's fouled on the way up, it looks like by Marriott. And we will see our first foul of the contest. It comes with 6:22 in the opening quarter. And it'll be the first foul on Marriott. We will see Quade Myers head to the free throw line. Myers, who averages 7 points a contest, does not make the first free throw. So start things off, Dundee County Stratton 0-for-1 shooting the basketball. Still scoreless with 6:22 here on Sunny 101.3, and it'll stay scoreless as the second one. Off the back iron, however, a rebound by Kirchhoff offensive for DCS. Dundee County Stratton Tigers still with the basketball after two missed free throws from Myers. Ball right now in the hands of Burl on that near side wing. And almost stolen there from Johnson Brock. Back over to Burl, left side corner. Now tap of the key again in Horner, working it over right side now to Myers. Myers cross court to Burl, looking inside, can't send it into Kirchhoff. He'll take it himself. Middle of the lane, loses the handles, rebounded by Johnson Brock. I should say stolen by Johnson Brock. Fossenbarger trying to go court to coast. He does, and Caleb Fossenbarger will start the scoring with 5:42 left in the opening quarter. Johnson Brock with the lead over Dundee County, Stratton 2-0. Eagles with the basketball, looking to respond. Right now in the hands of Horner, kicks it back up top of the key, Myers. Back over to Horner, back over to Myers, top of the key. Bottom of the three from downtown, now sends it back over to Myers. Just went over to Horner. Back Myers again. The two have just been playing a little game of keep away from Johnson Brock. Now sends it to Burl in that right side. Two-pointer taken here for DCS. No good as Jackson Kirchhoff can't connect on the shot. Johnson Brock with the basketball now. The Eagles had Marriott who brought it down the floor. Now to Pelican and over to Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger with the lone points in this contest. 5 minutes left to go in the game. In the opening quarter here from Kearney High School. Thought about the three-point shot Pelican did on the right side wing. Now finds down low Bowling. And Bowling can't get it as he's blocked by Jackson Kirchhoff. However, the Eagles of Johnson Brock have the basketball again. Nice offensive rebound from Fossenbarger. Ball with the Johnson Brock Eagles. A three-pointer from downtown. No good from Dollinghouse as he's able to goes in and out, and Camden Darlinghouse unable to connect. DCS with the basketball. The Eagles of Dundee County Stratton trying to find something. A cross-court pass from Pearl to Horner, back over and around. Now on that right side, Quade Myers. Middle of the lane, kicks it out, top of the key to Nelms. Nelms with a two-pointer there from the elbow, from the left elbow, will now put the Dundee County Stratton Tigers on the board. 4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. We're tied at two and a turnover. Looks to go against Johnson Brock, and we'll see our first two substitutions. Into the ball game for the Johnson Brock Eagles. We will now see checking in Lane Buckmeyer, the 6 foot junior. Joining him out there on the floor will be, see if I can pick off a number here. I believe it'll be number 10. DCS with the basketball here. Ball will also be out there, number 30, Leighton Barron. DCS with the ball, the shot taken, no good. 3:45 left in the opening quarter. Johnson Brock bringing down the floor through Fossenbarger. Sends that one into Buckmeyer. Almost had it stolen. We'll see our first tip ball of the contest. Johnson Brock will continue to have possession as Andrew Englott checks into the ballgame for Dundee County Stratton. Englott checks in for Pearl, and Englott, the 6 foot junior who averages 6 points a contest, now in. Johnson Brock with 3:37 left in the opening quarter to throw this one in. Sends this one in on that right side corner, working it around now into Buckmeyer. Back up top of the key, Buckmeyer. He has it. Nice little handoff to Darlinghouse. Camden Darlinghouse with it. Now over to the right side and inside now. Driving in is Fossenbarger. Nice pass behind the back to Camden Darlinghouse. He gets the two-pointer. Johnson Brock now up 4-2 over the Eagles of Dundee. Excuse me, over the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. 3:06 left here in the opening quarter. DCS with the basketball. Horner with it. Sends it over to Quade Myers. Back up top of the key, Horner. Looking for somebody now. Dribbles it over. Right side wing. Top of the key now to Mark Nelms. Passes it now down corner right side. Back up top. Three-pointer for Nelms is in and good. Mark Nelms with the three-pointer. He's got 5 points now. All five of the points for Dundee County Stratton and the lead. 5-4. DCS leads it over Johnson Brock. However, Englott picks up his first personal foul. A nice reach in there on Caleb Fossenbarger before things could get going. Substitutions for both teams. In for Johnson Brock. Ryan Bowling checks back into the ballgame for Nick Perriott. Meanwhile, Dundee County Stratton will send into the ballgame Bobby Schneider. Schneider, a 5'11 senior, taking the place out there of Jackson Kurtzel. Johnson Brock, Eagle basketball. Top of the key over to Camden Darlinghouse. A 3-point shot taken there by Caleb Fossenbarger. Well, Fossenbarger said, if you can do it on the other end, I can do it on this end. And now it's 7-5. Eagles lead it over the Tigers. And DCS with the basketball, almost stolen there by Fossenbarger, but DCS retains possession. A three-pointer there is in and good. And it's in and good for Mark Nelms. Another three-pointer. And just like that, Nelms with all 8 points for DCS. The Tigers have to find scoring somewhere else, but right now, if it's going through Nelms, it's going pretty good. Other end, three-point shot, no good. There from Fossenbarger, rebounded by DCS, and I believe Schneider with it. Other end, lost the handles by Englott, and so it'll be with 1:42 left. Tigers lead it 8-7 over Johnson Brock. D1-2 Boys District Final from Kearney High School. The two-seeded Dundee County Stratton Tigers against the number 15-seeded Johnson Brock Eagles. Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 and MSCSports.net. A turnover from Johnson Brock put a coast-to-coast. Chevy Lutz will get the two-pointer. And finally now, DCS with points from somebody other than Mark Nelms. Chevy Lutz with the two-pointer. He's got 2 points to Mark Nelms' 10. Mark Nelms' 8. More substitutions here with a minute 22 is now into the ball game. We'll see Barron's check out. Leighton Barron's checking out of the contest for Johnson Brock. Into the game now will be Perriott. Perriott now in the ballgame. He started this one. Three-pointer Johnson Brock, no good from Lane Buckmeyer. DCS gets the rebound and going down the floor. Chevy Lutz, two-pointer there, no good, was wanting the foul as he kind of asked for a prayer on that one. Johnson Brock gets the defensive rebound here with a minute two to go in the opening quarter. Eagles with it here from Buckmeyer. He has it top of the key, kicks it over Pelican. Sloan Pelican now finds a wide-open shot from Nick Perriott. Three-pointer goes in and out from the right side wing. Rebounded by DCS and Corbin Horner. Horner out there on the floor for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers alongside Chevy Lutz, Alex Inglot, and Jackson Kirchhill has the basketball right now. Kirchhill sends that one inside to Lutz. Can't get the two-pointer he's wanting, but kicks it out to Kirchhill in the right side corner. Back up top of the key, Horner with 22 seconds to go. Eagles looking to extend their three, Tigers looking to extend their three-point lead to Moore, as now in the hands of Kirchhill, no good on the shot. It looked like it might have been a foul, but no foul called. Shot from Inglot, no good. Rebounded Jonathan Brock. Eagles with the basketball, 6 seconds to go. Three-point shot from Perriott. No, they're going to work it around. 2 seconds, three-point shot in and good from Caleb Fossenbarger as the quarter expires. We are tied at 10 here from Kearney. Dundee County Stratton was leading it, but a three-point shot there from Sloan Pelican makes it a 10-all ball game. We'll take a 60-second timeout as you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back in here on Sunny 101.3. Alex Hamicky here with you from Kearney, Nebraska, the home of the D12 Boys District Final. Colin Feldkamp, our engineer, back in the Hiawatha studios. A missed shot from Johnson from Dundee County Stratton, and it's going to be a quick turnover from Johnson Brock, unfortunately. Shot put up by Mark Nels, but it gets fouled on the way up, so we will see the... We'll see Nelms head to the free throw line. Meanwhile, Ryan Bowling picks up his first personal. Second team foul for the Eagles of Johnson Brock for a comparison of one team foul for Dundee County Stratton. That one is held by Inglot. First free throw is good for Nelms. And just like that, as a team, Dundee County Stratton, one of three. And they will stay one of four now as Nelms cannot hit the second one. 1 point lead for the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, 11-10 over the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock with the basketball, driving it down the floor, works it over Sloan Pelican, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Rebound is still down on the floor. It'll be offensive as Brian Bowling gets it here for the Eagles. Bowling with the basketball, works it around. Perriott now inside to Behrens. Jalen Behrens with the basketball, now back up top of the key, Sloan Pelican. Pelican with it over to Camden Dollinghouse, back over to Pelican. Three-pointer there from Pelican, no good. Rebound is going to be defensive this time, and a foul on it as well. It was initially rebounded by Quade Myers of Dundee County Stratton, but on the way there, Nick Perriott was trying to get there and kind of had a hand into his back. Second personal foul for Perriott. Third team foul, I should say, and Perriott will head to the bench. He will be replaced out there on the floor. Appears there by number 21, Jalen Behrens out there now on the floor for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Three-pointer there for DCS, no good. Nelms with the shot, rebound, and the coast-to-coast there is in and good. Caleb Fossenbarger now with it as he has 7 points tonight. 7 of Johnson Brock's 12. What a contest so far here for Caleb Bossenbarger. 7 of 12 here so far. And one is no good. He was fouled on the way up by Nelms. His first personal, team second. DCS bringing it down the floor. 6:41 left here in the second quarter. 12-11, Johnson Brock now with the lead over Dundee County Stratton. Quade Myers with the basketball. Left side wing, now back up top of the key to Corbin Horner. Back over and around. They find Nolan Burrell in that left side corner. Driving it in a little bit, kicks it in Jackson Churchill. Two-pointer there, no good from Churchill. Rebound will stay with Dundee County Stratton as it goes out of bounds. Jalen Behrens almost had it, but had it fall out of his hands as it went out of bounds. DCS to throw this one in here with 6:17 in the second quarter. Burrell throws it into Horner on the left side wing. Now back in the corner in Burrell after a quick safety pass inside now to Kurtzel. Stolen there by Jalen Behrens. Here come the Johnson Brock Eagles. 6 minutes to go left here in the second quarter. Eagles of Johnson Brock. Ryan Bowling with it. Now kicks it over Jalen Behrens. Top of the key guarded by Nell. DCS in a man-on-man defense. More Johnson Brock as well. The three-point shot by Bowling. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound is going to be taken by nobody. A push foul, however, will come up here, and it will be on the Eagles as Bossenbarger picks up his first. Bossenbarger was kind of sandwiched between two DCS players trying to make a little bit of space for himself. First personal, team fourth for the Eagles of Johnson Brock. DCS bring it down the floor here. They find a wide open Caleb Horner trying to drive it in. Now drives it right back out from the left corner. Top of the key now in Quade Myers. Two-point shot, no good. And a foul on the other end after the rebound. Ball will appear to stay with Dundee County. Stratton, another foul on Johnson Brock, it appears, as they will give that one on Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse picks up his first, team fifth. A quick shot from DCS, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles of Johnson Brock and Camden Dollinghouse. I mean, not Dollinghouse. Rebounded by Bossenbarger. Dollinghouse with it. Gets it across the timeline to Bowling. And another foul. And after a very clean first half, or a very clean first quarter, quite a few fouls in this quick stretch of action. 5:11 here in the second quarter. Johnson Brock will send into the ball game. Send in Lane Buckmeyer in for Jalen Behrens. Meanwhile, Nolan Burrell checks out for Dundee County Stratton into the ball game now. Andrew Englott for the Tigers. Johnson Brock with the basketball and the one-point lead, 12-11, 5:07 left in the second quarter. Top of the key in Fossenbarger, and another foul on DCS. DCS picks up their fourth team foul as Corbin Horner just picked up his second quick one. He'll check out of the ball game, and now into the ball game, Alex Englott. So Alex and Andrew Englott into the ball game alongside Mark Nelms, Jackson Churchill, and Quade Myers. Dundee County Stratton in the contest. Caleb Bossenbarger alongside Lane Buckmeyer. Camden Dollinghouse, and now with the basketball, Dollinghouse. Also out there on the floor for the Eagles, Ryan Bowling. Top of the key in Buckmeyer. Pass it over Ryan Bowling as he's got it just inside the paint, or just inside the three-point line, I should say. He's in that sweet spot in between the paint and the three-point line. Now he's worked it over to Pelican. Sloan Pelican in the ballgame. Takes it up. No good on the shot from the block. However, traveled before he shot it. And he will turn the ball over before 34. Another substitution is Pelican will check out of the ballgame. Into the contest for Johnson Brock, Leighton Behrens. DCS basketball, top of the key in Alex Englott. He shoots a three-pointer, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Alex Englott was trying to go for the rebound after the shot, but he will pick up the foul as he was trying to wrestle that one out of Lane Buckmeyer and had a little bit too much contact there with Lane. So just like that, first foul on Alex Englott, Team Fifth. Johnson Brock trying to work this one down the floor. Leighton Barron, the two-pointer, no good as he was defended very heavily. And another foul on the rebound. Five fouls for both teams with 4 minutes and 12 seconds left in the second quarter. The foul will go on Camden Dollinghouse. Picks up a second. Dollinghouse will check out. Now into the ballgame, Jalen Behrens. So both Jalen and Leighton Behrens into the contest for Johnson Brock. For the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, it's both the Englott brothers of Andrew and Alex. Tigers with the basketball, working it inside. They'll have it in through Kirchhoff. Now in over to Nelms. Nelms trying to get a bucket, no good. Gets his own rebound. The two-pointer putback, no good. Rebounded by Johnson Brock and Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger, here at 3:49, kicks this one over to Leighton Barron. Now top of the key. In Buckmeyer, not Buckmeyer, in Bowling. Now back over to Round. Barron's with it. 3:39, second quarter. Bowling with the basketball. Works it around. Fossenbarger, left side. Wing hits the three. Caleb Fossenbarger with the three-pointer for Johnson Brock. Two threes and two two-pointers in this one so far for the 5'9 senior. Here with 3:18 left in the opening quarter. Meanwhile, DCS with a bucket of their own. The deficit for DCS now cut down 15-13. As Johnson Brock with the basketball now. 15-13. JB with the lead over DCS here on Sunny 101-3. 3 minutes to go in this one. Two-pointer there blocked by the Tigers. Jackson Kirchhoff got a hand on the shot there from Fossenbarger. And with 2:54, the sixth team foul for DCS. Chevy Lutz will be heading into the contest. The foul, actually, there was on DCS. It was on Johnson Brock. Seventh team foul for the Eagles. So it'll send one and one opportunity upcoming for Jackson Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff with the free throw shots upcoming, but now incoming to the contest. The first minutes here for Kaysen Dollinghouse, 5'11 freshman. Both Dollinghouses and both Barons into the contest for Johnson Brock as the free throw is missed from Jackson Kirchhoff. DCS so far, they have not really been all that confident on shooting the charity stripe this far. Is 2:41 to go, 15-13. Johnson Brock with the basketball and the lead. Two-pointer taken from Fossenbarger, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Kirchhoff and DCS. Tigers with it, coming down the floor. Sends this one in to Englott. Andrew Englott loses the handles, balls on the floor, bodies all over, and a foul called with 2:23 to go. If it's on DCS, it'll be their sixth. One more foul to give before the quarter. If it is on Johnson Brock, and that it is, it's their eighth team foul. Bent as the foul is picked up by Leighton Behrens, his first personal. It'll make this one more free throws upcoming for DCS. Quade Myers. Myers is 0 for 2 tonight, shooting the charity stripe, still looking for his first points of the contest, and he will stay scoreless so far as he misses the front half of the 1-1, now 0-for-3 from the charity stripe for Quade Myers. Johnson Brock basketball still leading it by 2, a 2:12 to go. Top of the key, and Andrew Englott working it around to Behrens, and it goes off there of Parrott's foot. And just like that, a quick turnover that gives it back over to Dundee County Stratton. Quade Myers to toss the ball in. He'll hand it in to Alex Englott for the Tigers. 2:02 to go here in the second quarter. 15-13, Johnson Brock with the lead over DCS. The Eagles of Dundee County Stratton with the basketball. Andrew Englott, two-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Fossenbarger for Johnson Brock. Almost gets pickpocket, but a foul. Mark Nelms got a hand on it, a hand on his arm. Team six. Nelms is second personal. Minute 49 left here in the second quarter, and we will see Jackson Kirchhoff check into the ball game alongside Nolan Burrell, taking the place of Andrew Englott and Mark Nelms out there. Johnson Brock still one foul away from being in the bonus. Meanwhile, DCS in the bonus, 1-1 bonus, that is they have fouled 8 times in the half. This one is going to look to be a barn burner here from Kearney and Kearney High School. Johnson Brock with the basketball as it's right now driven in by Fossenberger. Drives it right back out. 2-point shot, no good from Bowling from about 17 feet out. Rebound offensive for the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Pelican driving it in with a minute 24 to go. Now works it around Camden Dollinghouse. Casey Dollinghouse, 2-point shot, no good from the block from Barron. Gets his own rebound and a travel, however. Tossed it out to Casey Dollinghouse on the right side corner, and Dollinghouse will travel with it. And DCS with another chance to inbound as Barron's checks right back into the ballgame. Leighton Barron's checks in for Casey Dollinghouse. DCS with the basketball right now, down 2 with a minute 12 to go. 15-13 with the Eagles of Johnson Brock still leading this one over Dundee County Stratton. DCS basketball. Right now, Alex Englott working it around with less than a minute to go. They work it in. Chevy Lutz with a 2-pointer in and good. Chevy now with his second bucket of the contest. 4 points for him. Tied now at 15 with 45 seconds to go here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Top of the key, Bowling. He's got this one. Sends it over. 3-point shot for Jalen Barron's. No good. Rebounded by DCS. Tigers with a chance to take the lead. 28 seconds to go. Tigers top of the key. Quade Myers works it over Nolan Burrell. Burrell with it. Left side wing. Now in the corner to Jackson Kurtzel. Back over to the wing in Myers. And now inside, Chevy Lutz. Lutz finds a triple team of Johnson Brock Eagles, but kicks it back out now right side. And with 11 seconds to go, they turn it over. Burrell was intending to throw it in to Chevy Lutz. Johnson Brock basketball, 3 seconds to go. Looking for another final shot, second. And it's good. 3-pointer as time expires again. Ryan Bowling with a 3-pointer. And it's 18-15. Johnson Brock, the 15 seed, with the lead over 2 seed Dundee County Stratton. 18-15 your score. We'll take our halftime break. 2 minutes here as you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Alex Hamicky here with you from Kearney, Nebraska. It's a matchup between the best in Southwest Nebraska and the best in Southeast Nebraska. Johnson Brock, the 15th seed in Southeast Nebraska. Right now, the lead over Southwest Nebraska's best, Dundee County Stratton, but only by 3 points here from the home of the Kearney High Bearcats. Let's take a look at your scoring line so far. For Johnson Brock, they're led in scoring by Caleb Fossenbarger. He right now has 9. Camden Dollinghouse with 2 alongside Jalen Behrens, who also has a bucket. Ryan Bowling has a 3-pointer. For Dundee County Stratton, they're also led by a 9-point performance from Mark Nelms. Nelms with 9 points, 2 3-pointers, a bucket, and the lone free throw made in this contest. 2 points from Chevy Lutz and a bucket from Quade Myers. So far, Johnson Brock on the contest, 0-1, shooting from the charity stripe. But if you're Dundee County Stratton and Coach Chris Freeland, you're hoping that if you can start hitting the free throws a little bit better. Right now, Dundee County Stratton has shot 6. They're right now 1 of 6 shooting the charity stripe. About 6 minutes left in our pregame. And again, 4 teams have already punched their ticket into Class D1 state tournament in Lincoln. Elgin Public, Pope John, Burwell, Loomis, and Lord Central Catholic. 3 games on tap tonight alongside DCS Johnson Brock. North Platte St. Pat's takes on Ansley Litchfield at Cozad. Probably will have a final coming up pretty soon between Layton and Meade. They're also playing at Cozad. They are that game tipped off at 5 p.m. tonight. And then from Madison, Walthill takes on the 10 seed in Riverside. 18-15, the Johnson Brock Eagles take on, right now, up against Dundee County Stratton. Right now, 18-15, Johnson Brock over DCS. We'll take a timeout here, and we'll be back with second half basketball action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 FM.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at FAST. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 38. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, lows around 31. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 60s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City. Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned, with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
That's about a minute left here before the start of the second half on Sunny 101.3. Alex Hammacher here with you. Colin Feldkamp back in the studios in Hiawatha, pushing all the buttons and making sure that we're on air, making sure I sound pretty. More basketball action tonight here on both Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC later this evening. Here on Sunny 101.3, postseason action from Missouri. From St. Joe, the Mount City Panthers take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. John Nixon will have the call here on Sunny 101.3. Tip-off 8:15 tonight. Then just about 20 minutes time here on on our sister station, KTNC. The birthday boy, Randy Gatula, he'll be on as Ball City Sacred Heart, the Irish. They'll take on Lawrence Nelson in a D2 district final on the boys' side. That game is being played at Tiller Odell High School. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. All of tonight's contests can be heard for free online at mscsports.net. He's about ready to get things set here for the second half. Johnson Brock will start off with the basketball to start the second half off, and it'll be a quick steal and a foul. Mark Nelms was there to get the steal, but had a hand-to-hand contact and picked up the first foul of the second half. That comes with 7:54 left here in the... Excuse me, that's actually on Johnson Brock and Camden Dollinghouse. So Dollinghouse picks up his third personal foul. Third personal, first team here with 7:50 left in the third quarter. DCS with the basketball now in front of their own home court. They're working now from right to left. Your Johnson Brock Eagles working from left to right on the radio dial here in the second half. DCS with the basketball, a two-pointer rolls in and out there for Jackson Kurtzel. Offensive rebound, however, for the Eagles, and it'll be a quick steal there. DCS with the basketball, driving it down. Corbin Horner kicks this one out. Quade Meyer, same starting five on the floor for both teams. Will be Nelms, Horner, Burrell, Kurtzel, and Myers. Burrell with the basketball. He'll have it stolen from by Caleb Fossenbarger. Same five as well for Johnson Brock. A two-pointer here will go out here from Sloan Pelican. Pelican still looking for his first points of the ball game. However, Fossenbarger, I did get his number wrong. He has 13 on the night so far. 13 points for Fossenbarger, which would mean that my halftime scoring line is all sorts of messed up. Perriott with the basketball now works it around inside to Camden Dollinghouse, and it'll be stolen by Burrell. Burrell now with the basketball. Long ball pass for the DCS Tigers, and a two-pointer from Quade Myers is good. Myers now with 4 points on the contest. cuts it back to one. 18-17, Johnson Brock with the lead and the basketball. Pelican driving, kicks this one out over to Fossenbarger. Now back outside, driving in for a two-point no good. Foul before the shot, however, is Nick Perriott. And DCS picks up their first personal of the half. That was on Kirchhoff. So Kirchhoff, scoreboard doesn't say has any fouls yet. Johnson Brock with the basketball here. 6:04 to go. Two-pointer here from Sloan Pelican. No good. And it'll be the Tigers of DCS with the basketball. DCS ball, top of the key. Corbin Horner with it. Has a couple of substitutions at the next dead ball for the Tigers. Looking for somebody inside. They find Jackson Kirchhoff, the two-pointer, and it's good. And Jackson Kirchhoff now with a two-pointer. He gets into the point scoring line as he didn't have any points heading into this half. Johnson Brock with the basketball. 5:27, top of the key now to Ryan Bowling. Bowling with a three-pointer. Trying to get something going here for the Eagles. 5:17 to go. Ball goes out of bounds, but last off a Tiger. And it'll stay with the Eagles of Johnson Brock. And two substitutions either way. Out of the ball game for Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican alongside Ryan Bowling. As we'll see, Kaysen Dollinghouse into the contest. Joining him out there. Pick off a number here. Not Nick Perriott, who has the basketball right now, but instead Leighton Behrens, who now has the basketball. Behrens works it around. Now over to Camden Dollinghouse. Top of the key to Fossenbarger. DCS made a couple substitutions as well as a three-pointer is missed and rebounded by Corbin Horner. Down on the floor for DCS and the Tigers. Chevy Lutz, Andrew Englott into the contest, and a two-pointer is missed there by Quade Myers. Nolan Burrell out of the ball game alongside Jackson Kirchhoff, it appears. Here come the Eagles with 4:33 to go here left in the third. 19-18, DCS, the Tigers now up by one over Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock still yet to score here in the third quarter. They led it 18-15 at halftime. J.B. Eagles with the ball. Caleb Fossenbarger driving in from the left side, now kicks it over right side in Dollinghouse, and a two-pointer from Fossenbarger, no good. That was Camden Dollinghouse with a potential assist that Fossenbarger could have connected. DCS gets the rebound, however, 3:59. Tigers right now, Andrew Englott sends it over to Corbin Horner, back over to Englott. Now inside, Kirchhoff working it around, Chevy Lutz. And no two-pointer yet. There's a two-point attempt. It's in and good there for Jackson Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff averages 11 points a contest. He did not get any points in the first half, and now he has 4 points in the second. A quick timeout from Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, and understandably so with his Johnson Brock Eagles yet to score here in the second half. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Speaking of Randy Gatula, he'll have the Sacred Heart Irish as they go up against Lawrence Nelson on KTNC later tonight, 7 p.m. tip. Here in Kearney, right now it's Dundee County Stratton leading Johnson Brock 21-18. However, Johnson Brock with the basketball after their timeout. Nick Perriott with the ball. Sends it over to Leighton Behrens, working it in, now kicks it right back out, trying to find something into Ryan Bowling. Bowling working it around the perimeter, yet too early to see any penetration inside into the paint, as now Nick Perriott has it. Bit of a zone defense now here for Dundee County Stratton, as the Tiger crowd getting very loud with 2:59 left, trying to pressure this Johnson Brock team into turning the ball over. Johnson Brock yet to score here in the third, and they turn the ball over from into Quade Myers. Myers, though, can't get the two head, can't get the connection, and we'll see a quick foul. DCS turned it right back over as it tried to go the two on one. It was a nice jab there from Fossenbarger to get the ball, and we'll see the first foul for Jackson Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff picks up his first personal, team second here in the second half, 2:44 left in quarter number three. Johnson Brock with the basketball, working left to right on the radio dial this evening here in the second half, throwing it in right in front of Dundee County Stratton's bench. Caleb Fossenbarger, the 5'9 senior who has 13 points, leading his team in scoring. The only double-digit scorer this evening so far for either team, brings it down the floor with 2:34. Ball inside, Ryan Bowling, right block, now kicks it right back out in the perimeter. Inside, two-point attempt here is no good. There for Camden Dollinghouse, but the putback is good for the Eagles. As Barons will get the bucket. And now we will see a two-pointer there for Nick Perriott. Perriott now with his first bucket of the contest. Makes it 21-20, opposing in Dundee County Stratton with a very quick response from Jackson Kirchhoff. Just inside the paint, 23-20, DCS with the lead over Johnson Brock. Eagles bringing the ball down the floor again, almost a travel there. Referees didn't call that one, here with a minute 46 to go. The Eagles and Fossenbarger, top of the key, sends it over to Sloan Pelican. Pelican driving in. Gets through two Dundee County defenders, but can't connect on the bucket. Rebounded there by Kirchhoff for Dundee County Stratton. The Eagles are looking for their 10th appearance at state. Johnson Brock looking for their fourth. And Johnson Brock winners in 2019. Trying to make it back to state again as the Eagles of Dundee County Stratton, three-point lead and the basketball. Minute 15 to go, driving in Quade Myers. 10 depth, top of the key to Horner again. Horner drives in, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Alex Inglot. He drives in, gets a two-point bucket in and good. Alex Inglot gets his first bucket of the contest, 25-20, and it's now a Tiger lead by five over Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock with the basketball, 53 seconds to go, and here come the Eagles. Driving in Nick Perriott, a stoppage of play is a foul on Dundee County Stratton. Third team foul going up against the Tigers. Meanwhile, individually, that foul will be the first personal. It appears on Quade Myers. We'll see a couple of substitutions here. They have yet to put down the scoreboard, but Quade Myers will get put up with his first personal foul. Team third. There it goes up on the scoreboard just as I get done with it. Johnson Brock with a missed shot on the other end, a missed shot from Dundee County as well. That one coming from Inglot. And on the other end, Johnson Brock with the basketball after the defensive rebound, and now a foul that appears on the Tigers and on Alex Inglot. It was 15 against 15. Alex Inglot against Camden Dollinghouse. And that time, Inglot picks up his second personal. So Camden Dollinghouse, the pair of brothers, and same number battle there. It'll go in favor of Dollinghouse and Johnson Brock. However, his Eagles not with the lead yet. 25-20, Dundee County Stratton leads it with 22 seconds to go. Johnson Brock basketball, Nick Perriott with it. And it looks like it'll be a turnover here. Offensive foul on Johnson Brock. 17.4 to go. The foul will go against Jalen Behrens. Behrens picks up his second personal, team second, 25-20. DCS with the basketball, Dundee County Stratton with it. Top of the key to Alex Inglot, now back over to Andrew Inglot. Both Inglot brothers in the ballgame for the Tigers. Over and around Quade Myers, working it inside. Three-point shot, almost as time expires, is no good there for Corbin Horner. So we don't see the end of the third end with the last-second shot heroics that we've seen from Johnson Brock the last two quarters. We enter the final 8 minutes of play. Johnson Brock down to Dundee County Stratton, 25-20. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 FM.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Does this sound like someone you know? If you or someone you know has experienced restlessness, daytime sleepiness, general fatigue, or disrupted sleeping patterns because of coughing, snoring, choking, or waking up repeatedly throughout the night, it might be time to seek a professional diagnosis. Stop tossing and turning and let Nemaha County Hospital's team of professionals help diagnose your condition and get you back to a better, healthier life. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
For our Sacred Heart Irish fans wondering where the ball game is, tune in to KTNC 1230 AM 1071 FM. Randy Gatula with the call as the boys take on Lawrence Nelson in the D2 District Final. Here in Kearney, Nebraska, D1 District Final, Dundee County Stratton with a 5-point lead over Johnson Brock, 25-20. Eagles with the, Johnson Brock not with the basketball, playing defense right now and a little bit of a zone defense going up against Dundee County Stratton, and they'll get a turnover here. Stolen there by Ryan Bowling for the Eagles, and now it's time for Johnson Brock to work their magic and get out of this 5-point deficit. It was an 18-15 lead in favor of Johnson Brock heading into halftime, but a big third quarter from DCS, which found the Eagles unable to score for the first 6 minutes of the quarter, giving DCS a 5-point lead. Turnover there on Johnson Brock as you had Camden Dollinghouse trying to get things going, and he just was moving away from the basketball. Ball lands right in the Johnson Brock bench. Andrew Inglot will check out of the ballgame for Dundee County Stratton. Into the ballgame for the Tigers will be Nolan Burl. Burl, the 6'1 senior, averaging 7 points a contest. Alongside that, for Johnson Brock, another substitution. We'll see Lane Buckmeyer check into the ballgame for Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger leading all scorers right now with 13 points. He, however, will check out of the ballgame as the 2 points that were scored by Johnson Brock and the second were from Nick Perriott. And right now, DCS with a 5-point lead, trying to extend it, trying to make their 10th state appearance. 3-pointer here from Pearl. Launch is no good. Offensive rebound, Corbin Horner. Horner with the basketball in the right side corner. Can't get the pass to connect to Jackson Kirchhoff cleanly. Stolen by the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Brock with Nick Perriott with the basketball for Johnson Brock. Now works it around over to Sloan Pelican. Top of the key in Ryan Bowling. He'll launch a three-pointer and make it. A two-pointer and make it. Looked like it was a three-pointer, but yet had his toe on the line. Ryan Bowling with the two-pointer. He now has 5 points tonight. 25-22. Dundee County Stratton with a three-point lead over Johnson Brock. DCS with the basketball. 6:09 to go. Top of the key, Corbin Horner works it over right side in Quade Myers. Now driving inside, Myers kicks it out. Top of the key, three-point shot, no good for Nelms, and rebounded offensively by Quade Myers. Jackson Kirchhoff. And Kirchhoff, he's been on a run. 8 points in this second half, all 8 points that he has. He was shut out of scoring in the first as he helps to lead his team in scoring. He averages 11, Nelms averages 13. Three-pointer for Johnson Brock coming and no good from Buckmeyer, but a rebound and a foul. 27-22, the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton have picked it right back up to 5 with 5:31 to go. We will see fourth team foul coming up against Dundee County Stratton. Caleb Fossenbarger checks back into the... not Caleb Fossenbarger. The Leighton Barons who checks into the ballgame for Johnson Brock. He'll check in here for believe he'll check in for Perriott. He's no longer in there. Fossenbarger picks up the personal foul at second. Shot taken by DCS, no good. Rebounded there by Ryan Bowling. Bowling, the senior, passes it up to Dollinghouse, the freshman. Almost lost control of it, and we'll see a tie ball. Second tie ball of the contest. It'll go in favor of Johnson Brock. Second tie ball, both of them going in favor of the Eagles. Johnson Brock and Ryan Bowling will throw it in front of his own bench. Tosses it into Caleb Fossenbarger. Five minutes flat here left in the fourth. Another sloppy turnover from Johnson Brock. DCS looking to go the other way. A block foul on Johnson Brock will send Mark Nelms to the free throw line. So Nelms heads to the free throw line as Caleb Fossenbarger picks up his second personal foul. He set himself ready for the charge, but then he was not set entirely, it looked like. Picks up the second personal. 4:53 left. Fourth team foul for Johnson Brock. And now Mark Nelms at the free throw line. Nelms with 9 points so far tonight will miss the first free throw. And now that puts the Eagles of Dundee County Stratton 1 of 7 from the line. Sloan Pelican will check out of the ball game for Johnson Brock. Nick Perriott checks in. Second free throw for Nelms is good. So now 2 of 8 from the free throw line for Dundee County Stratton. 28-22, a 6-point lead for DCS, but Johnson Brock has the basketball. 4:45 to go. Driving down Dollinghouse, and Camden Dollinghouse gets the bucket. Dollinghouse makes it a 28-24 ball game. His first bucket of the night. Camden with a 2-pointer. Dundee County Stratton leading it right now, 28-24, and a timeout taken by the Tigers. 4:25 left in this one, as we'll have a team heading to Lincoln at the end of this quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout as you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Alex Hammocky here in Kearney on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula on a Good Time Oldies, KTNC, 12:30 a.m. for Fall City Sacred Heart and Div 2 boys action. Div 1 boys action here from Kearney has Dundee County Stratton leading Johnson Brock 28-24. DCS with the basketball trying to find something here. They called timeout. Mark Nelms has it now, top of the key to Quade Myers. A hard 1-4 zone defense pressuring down low. We'll send it up top of the key. Corbin Horner now working it around to Jackson Kurtzel, trying to find something going here. Corbin Horner with a basketball. 3:46 to go. Sends it over to Quade Myers. Myers inside. Now to Jackson Kurtzel. Took a 2-pointer there. No good. But fouled on the way up. Johnson Brock trying to contest it. That was a travel. They will call it a foul on the Eagles. Second personal foul. There will go against Leighton Behrens. And we will now see Jackson Kurtzel at the free throw line. Dundee County Stratton will hit their second straight free throw. They are now 3-for-9 from the line, 33%. They were 1-of-6 after one half. Trying to make it 4-of-10. The second one is no good. Your score now is 29-24. Back out to a 5-point contest. A low-scoring barn burner here from Kearney High School and the D1-2 district final on the boys' side. Johnson Brock down by 5. Will have the ball stolen from there by DCS with 3:20 to go. Tigers bringing this one down the floor through Quade Myers. Getting something here. Tosses it up to Jackson Kurtzel. Trying to find somebody working it around now. Andrew Englott, as he'll now drive inside. A 2-pointer here. No good. but fouled on the way up. Hand contact from Ryan Bowling. As it was an hand, body, pretty much everything. Bowling picks up his second personal team six. And we will see Andrew Englott at the free throw line. Englott with a two-pointer today so far. Sloan Pelican will check into the ball game here. He'll check in for Leighton Behrens. First free throw was no good from Englott. He has 2 points in the contest so far. It'll go up to three as he makes the second one. 30-24. 6-point lead from Dundee County Stratton, their largest of the ball game, the largest of either team in the ball game, and a foul on Dundee County Stratton on the other end. A blocking foul on Quade Myers. Driving right into him was Caleb Boxenbarger. Second personal there for Quade. Fifth team foul. Johnson Brock under the bucket. Boxenbarger to throw it in here with 2:55 to go here on Sunny 101.3. Alex Haneke here with you from Kearney with Colin Feldkamp back in the studios in Hiawatha, our studio engineer. Johnson Brock gets it stolen from him. Boxenbarger loses it to Myers of DCS. Here come the Tigers. 2:39 left in this one. DCS trying to get something going. Mark Nelms, top of the key, looking around. Finds Jackson Kirchhoff back up top, top of the key to him. Now back over to the right side in Englott. Andrew Englott passes it to nobody, but DCS will pick it right back up. Quade Myers, middle of the lane, now dribbles it out left side to the top of the key. 2:17, Tigers looking to stall this one out a little bit here, possibly. Looking for somebody, finding Mark Nelms on the left side. Good man-on-man guarding there by Sloan Pelican. He'll have to give up the foul, however, to force some sort of drive. Pelican picks up his first personal foul. Excuse me, that's his second personal foul, and it'll be the seventh team foul. Nolan Burrell will head into the contest for Andrew Englott as a one-and-one shot opportunity for Mark Nelms. Nelms is 2-for-4 on the contest from the charity stripe, as his Tigers right now lead it by 6, 30-24. First free throw is in and good. And now, Nelms is 3-of-5. And this is a Dundee County Stratton team that shot 1-of-6 from the charity stripe in the first half. They cleaned it up quite a bit as Nelms hit the second one here. Nelms now with 13 points. He's matched his season average. The average is 13 a contest. A timeout taken by Lucas Dollinghouse and the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll take it with them for this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And you mentioned Tri-State. It's not the only basketball contest happening on Sunny 101.3 this evening. We head from the Cornhusker State to the Show Me State later this evening here on Sunny 101.3. Missouri High School boys action. From St. Joe, the Mound City Panthers take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. John Nixon has the call. Tip-off set for 8:15 here on Sunny 101.3. Here from the Cornhusker State and Kearney, Nebraska, it's right now the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 32-24 with 2:03 left in the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Top of the key in Camden Dollinghouse, working it around. 3-point shot. Caleb Boxenberger off the front of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Dundee County Stratton. The Eagles will be fouled quickly by Sloan Pelican. Pelican gives up his third personal, team eighth. And we will head over and walk down right in front of Dundee County Stratton's bench and shoot one-and-one opportunities. Third personal foul for Sloan Pelican. Eighth team foul for the Eagles. As it will now send Quade Myers to the free throw line. Myers is 0-3 from the line in the first half. He'll go 0-4 as he misses this one. And it will be Johnson Brock with the basketball. They rebound at top of the key. And Ryan Bowling working it around. Bowling with it, works it over to Sloan Pelican. Middle of the lane, 2-point up, no good on the layup attempt, and a foul called. The rebound from Jackson Churchill of Dundee County Stratton. He was sandwiched by two Johnson Brock defenders. And they will give the foul to Caleb Bossenbarger. Bossenbarger picks up his third personal, team ninth. Now it will send Jackson Churchill to the free throw line. Churchill, who right now has scored all of his points in the second half, will make the first free throw here on this one. It puts him at 10. 1 point, he'll match his season average of 11 here as he makes it a 33-24 ball game. He will. And just like that, it's a 10-point lead. First double-digit lead for either team. It has been all second half, Dundee County Stratton. 34-24 is your score. Dundee County Stratton with the lead. Johnson Brock will call timeout with a minute 23 left. The Dundee County Stratton fans getting on their feet as they're starting to feel a trip to Lincoln coming on. We'll take a 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back from Kearney. Alex Hammacher here with you on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock with the basketball, down by 10. 34-24 to Dundee County Stratton. Almost turning the ball over. Top of the key, Nick Perriott sends this one over to Camden Dollinghouse. Now over to Perriott again, left side. Two-pointer blocked, though, by Jackson Churchill. Jackson Churchill with the rejection with a minute 8 to go. What a rejection it was. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Churchill still discussing that one with the ref. It looked like he was trying to argue that one should have gone with DCS. However, no last tip from the Eagles. We'll keep it with Johnson Brock. 1 minute 8 to go here in this T1-2 boys district final. A turnover from the Eagles. We'll hand it over to Dundee County Stratton. Quite a few substitutions here upcoming. Johnson Brock will send out Sloan Pelican, and Camden Dollinghouse is now into the contest for Johnson Brock. Ryan Bowling alongside, I believe that'd be Lane Buckmeyer out there as well. Excuse me, no, that is Leighton Barrett. Foul on Johnson Brock. It looks like this one's on Caleb Bossenbarger, his fourth personal. Fourth personal for Caleb here. Jets team foul for Johnson Brock. It will send Mark Nelms to the free throw line for two, now guaranteed. Nolan Burrell on the floor alongside Quade Myers, Mark Nelms, and Jackson Churchill for Dundee County Stratton as Nelms hits the first one. Burrell will check out into the contest, Andrew Englund. Meanwhile, out of the contest for Johnson Brock, Leighton Behrens. As now in will be Ryan Bowling. It's right now, Bowling, Dollinghouse, second free throw, no good. Bossenbarger, Pelican, and Perriott in the contest for Johnson Brock. Three-pointer from Perriott is good. He drills it. And Nick Perriott, who had the only points in the second, the third quarter for Johnson Brock, hits a three for Johnson for the Eagles, and they cut the deficit down to 8. 30-second timeout from Johnson Brock. We'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
35-27, the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton lead this one over the Eagles of Johnson Brock. Four teams have already punched their ticket to D1 State. Elgin Public, Pope John, Burwell, Loomis, and Lord Central Catholic. And right now, 57.4 seconds away, Dundee County Stratton, if the result stands, the result holds, I should say, will be up for that fifth spot. Alongside that, a couple of games as well. Layton and Meade playing tonight alongside North Platte St. Pat's and Ansley Litchfield, Walt Hill and Riverside as well. DCS with the basketball. They sent it in and they had to do a long full court press. They'll get fouled with just a second under. And we'll see free throws upcoming for Nolan Burrell. Behrens will pick up his third personal, Leighton Behrens, personal foul number three. Nolan Burrell will shoot two for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. Burrell has been held scoreless in this one. He averages 7 points a contest. However, it's been a very low-scoring game from Kearney, 35-27. As a plethora of substitutions come through for both teams here, Johnson Brock making three, Dundee County so far making one. Burrell will check out in for Englott if he'll make this one, and that he does. So Burrell gets in the scoring book. He makes a free throw. Englott now into the ball game. Johnson Brock, 56 seconds, having to deal with a full-court press from Dundee County Stratton. They break it easily, send it into Sloan Pelican. Corner three, right in front of his own bench. No good for Sloan. Rebound and a quick foul there from Dundee County and Johnson Brock. Jackson Kirchhoff will be heading to the free throw line for two freebies. 47.4 to go left in this one. As we'll see the third personal foul picked up by Ryan Bowling, the 5'11 senior. Ryan Bowling out there alongside Nick Perriott, Camden Dollinghouse, Caleb Fossenbarger, and Sloan Pelican for Johnson Brock is Dundee County Stratton. And Jackson Kirchhoff missed the first free throw, missing the second free throw as well. Johnson Brock with the basketball down 36-27 to Dundee County. They'll miss a three-pointer in the corner by Ryan Bowling. Another rebound and foul. This time, Mark Nelms heading to the free throw line. Nelms so far, 4-for-5 from the charity stripe for DCS. He's been the only Tiger so far that has primarily shot the ball pretty well from the charity stripe, as Dundee County was abysmal shooting the free throws in the first half. 1 of 6 from the charity stripe. This one from Nelms goes in and good. Nelms now with 14 points on the night, makes it back to a 10-point ball game, 37-27. 36 seconds flat here from Kearney. Second one also good, and the lead is stretched out to 11, 38-27. Largest lead of the contest for Dundee County Stratton in this rather low-scoring contest. Three-pointer top of the key is no good. There for Nick Perriott, a defensive rebound from Dundee County Stratton. Mark Nelms will head to the free throw line again as Ryan Bowling will appear to be picking up his fourth personal foul. Bowling picks up personal foul number four, as I guessed, and Nelms heads to the free throw line for two more. Nelms with 15 points in this contest, leading all scorers. Meanwhile, Caleb Fossenbarger with 13, but he's been held scoreless here in this second half. First free throw for Nelms is no good, and Nelms will break a streak of 6 straight made free throws. Bowling will check out of the ball game for his final time as a Johnson Brock Eagle. That comes with 24.9 seconds to go as Kaysen Dollinghouse checks in. Second free throw for Nelms also rims out, and it will stay 11-point lead for Dundee County Stratton, 38-27. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Time ticking away at 15 seconds. No good on the three-pointer from Fauschenberger. Goes off of the foot of a Johnson Brock Eagle, and it will go Dundee County Stratton. Another senior checking out one final time. Caleb Fauschenberger will check out one last time as an Eagle, as we'll see quite a few kids checking in for their first contest. Lone Pelican checking out alongside Nick Perriott. A new fresh five on the floor for Johnson Brock. Dalton Knippelmeyer, a 6'4 junior into the ballgame alongside Zach Hawley, 5'11 sophomore. Chase Van Winkle, 5'10 sophomore, and Zach Hawley into the ballgame. 6'5'4 DCS is going to dribble it out. And the DCS Tigers out of Benkelman, they will take their 10th straight appearance at the state tournament. They win it 38-27 here from Kearney. We'll have our postgame wrap-up here on Sunny 101.3 FM. Again, your final score, 38-27. Johnson Brock over Dundee County Stratton, I should say, over Dundee County Stratton over Johnson Brock, 38-27. Had to get it right there, third time's a charm. We'll be back as you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
38-27, your final. The Eagles of Johnson Brock fall tonight to the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. Dundee County Stratton improves to 23-3 on the year, and they will be advancing to Lincoln next week. It's their 10th appearance at the state tournament. Meanwhile, for Johnson Brock, they will have to wait for their fourth appearance in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Devaney for next year. Let's run through our scoring stats so far here for Johnson Brock, who will fall to 18 and 10 on the year. They were led in scoring by Caleb Fauschenberger. He had 13 points for the Eagles. However, all 13 of those points came in the first half. Second half, he was stifled to 0, unfortunately, for the Eagles. A two-pointer from Camden Dollinghouse in the second half. 5 points out of Nick Perriott. Perriott was the only bucket for Johnson Brock in that third quarter. It led it 18-15 at halftime, but then GCS would break out for a big lead there in that third quarter, and it was pretty much all Dundee County Stratton after that. 5 points from Nick Perriott, all five of them coming in the second half. 5 points from Ryan Bowling. 3 points in the first and two points in the second half. For the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, they were led in scoring by Mark Nelms. He had 15 points in the contest, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second. All 6 of those second half points coming from the charity stripe. 11 points from Jackson Kirchhoff, as Kirchhoff was held scoreless in the first, but then got 11 points there in the second to help the Tigers get the victory. 4 points from Alex Inglot and Quade Myers. A three-pointer from Andrew Inglot. 2 points, excuse me, so 4 points from Chevy Lutz. 2 points from Alex Inglot and a free throw from Nolan Burrell. That'll wrap up the season for Johnson Brock. They will fall to 16-10 on the season. Dundee County Stratton will join the likes of Elgin Public, Pope John, Burwell, Loomis, and Lord Central Catholic, and three other teams to be determined tonight in their district finals, as they will improve and they will move on to Lincoln next week here from Kearney. Again, your final score, 38-27. Johnson Brock falls to Dundee County Stratton. If you are looking for Fall City Sacred Heart, you can catch that on KTNC, 1230 AM, 1071 FM. Randy Gatula has the call there as the Irish take on Lawrence Nelson in the D2 District Final being played at Diller O'Dell High School. It's already tipped off as it's right now probably second quarter action from Diller O'Dell. So if you're wanting some more Nebraska high school basketball action, turn it over to Good Time Oldies, KTNC, 1230 AM. Then later tonight here on Sunny 101.3, the basketball action switches from the Cornhusker State to the Show Me State. John Nixon will have the call at 8:15 with postseason boys basketball action in Missouri. Mount City Panthers take on the Stanbury Bulldogs. But here from Kearney, Nebraska, 38-27, Dundee County Stratton gets the victory over Johnson Brock. Thanks again to Colin Feldkamp back in the studio in Hiawatha, producing and engineering this contest. Here from Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Alex Hamicky. Thanks again for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 FM.